The question was asked, how could Rabbeinu Tam argue on his grandfather Rashi on the tefillin? Rabbeinu Tam did not invent the concept of his tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam writes, not only does this interpretation make sense in the Talmud, but we have a tradition from Rav Hai Gaon and Rav Yom Tov Elim Gaon that they wrote their tefillin this way. So Rabbeinu Tam was simply siding with an opinion that preceded Rashi by centuries. Rav Reuven Margolios, in his commentary on Tshuvos Min HaShemayim, quotes pages of sources for Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar writes, the Holy Zohar writes, that in the days of Moshe they had tefillin like Rabbeinu Tam, and Hasidim, pious people, the top people, used to wear those tefillin as well.